You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We have some great encouragement this week. We know that it is past Mother's Day, but we still want to share the Mother's Day teaching because it always applies each and every day. Not only does it apply to mothers, but it also applies to fathers and those who are helping to raise children and also mentoring children and adults. So we want to go forth with this message this week because it's a message of strength, it's a message of power, and it's a message of importance. A lot of times we put importance on things that aren't so important. This message here is very important. A mother's faith that shapes generations. A mother's faith, and we could say a father's faith. We could say a mentor's faith. We could say a spiritual parent's faith that shapes generations. We're going to begin in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible tells us, well, Paul, in his writing, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. So Paul, he's writing this letter to Timothy, which is his spiritual son. It's not his biological son, but it is his spiritual son. It's someone who he has mentored, who he has invested time in. And he's saying, I see something in you. I see faith in you, but it didn't start with you. He said, I'm reminded of your grandmother. I'm reminded of your mother's faith. And now it is working through you. So a mother's faith shapes generations.
Yeah, so we're given a very, very important job. Motherhood is something that's very special. And it comes with little children. They start off when they're born. They come, they keep you up sleepless nights. And then they progress to toddlerhood. And then they progress to becoming teenagers when they know everything and they start to drive and the worries begin, and then they turn into adulthood. And no matter how old they are, they're always our babies and our children. And it's very important to know that how we live our lives with them, it will begin to shape the new generations to come. I know my children are all older now, and I see so much of me in them because who else would they mimic? They're mimicking me and their father. And this is what we need to do. They are our next generation. So how do we go about teaching them how to act? We have to be first in the Word and know what God says about mothers and how we should teach them the Word and the way they should go and they will not depart. And we have to constantly pray because they're looking, they're watching, and they're going no matter what. They're going to see how we live our life, and we are their example on how to face the world.
Our prayers are effectual. They bring great effect into the earth. So praying from generation to generation, Even things that were prayed for generations ago are being reaped now in the earth. So we never know when the great turnaround is going to happen. And it's our job to pray, to bring it forth through prayer, to see the way God sees, to see the way God sees, to speak the way God speaks, to operate with a heart of compassion like God. God doesn't leave us when we're busted. God doesn't leave us because of a falling out. God is forever faithful, and it's not through word only, it's through deed. So we demonstrate faith by what we do. We don't continue to condemn with our words, but we speak life into every relationship. We speak life into every situation. The Bible says that the word of God is sent forth and it delivers from every destruction. The Bible also says that the word of God will never return void, but it'll accomplish what it set out to do. So we need to be declaring the word into the situation, even if the circumstances aren't lining up. But we speak the word, and then that causes the circumstances to change.
So I'm just thinking about one particular mother in the Bible, and that's Jochebed. If any of you don't know who she is, she was the mother of Moses. And her decision formed what we call the Jewish faith. And she had no idea. She was a Jewish mother, and the Pharaoh had made a decree that all the firstborn boys were going to be killed and thrown into the Nile. And so she must have had a revelation, and she kept her son at home for 3 months, and she made this decision. She couldn't keep him home any longer because there were, I guess, officers all around, and they would have heard him. You know, babies are not quiet. So she took him to the Nile River, the very place where they were throwing these babies to kill them. And she made a basket out of pitch and tar, and so that it would be waterproof. And she put him in the Nile River, and she sent her daughter to see, make sure that he was safe. And who picked him up? Pharaoh's daughter. How about that? And you know, as we all know, she raised him. And the good thing is that Pharaoh's daughter sent for Jochebed, so she was able to nurse Moses. But the point I'm trying to make is this mother set the path for Moses. He was the one who delivered the Jewish people from the Egyptians' bondage. They were all in bondage. So how we say motherhood shapes a generation, she most certainly shaped a generation by her prayerful decision to save her son from Pharaoh's decree and to put him on the Nile River and prayerfully hope that God would guide his way. So that's a perfect example how mothers shape a generation if it's God's will.
That's in Exodus chapter 2, the divine positioning of how she specifically, at a set appointed time, in a specific place, she had the insight to be able to put Moses there. And he was right there for Pharaoh's daughter then to later draw him out. And it was Pharaoh's daughter who gave him the name Moses, which means because I drew him out of the water. So God was instructing her of what to do, and she had to do it. She had to release the situation by faith. And it came right back to her because then she had the opportunity to be able to freely nurse and train up Moses at a young age, and then she surrendered him back to Pharaoh's daughter. So she released them by faith, believing that what God showed her, because it tells us in verse 2 of Exodus chapter 2, so the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. So she saw within him his destiny. She saw his purpose. She knew that his life was precious. And God gave her the strategy. So through those 3 months where the other male children are being slaughtered, she's covering, she's protecting, she's speaking over her child. And her child, then she's able to put in divine position amongst the reeds. She's be able to put him in the right place at the right time. And over the weeks, we've talked about divine positioning, about our yes, just saying yes puts us in position for what is next. It catapults us into the next. So she made a sacrificial decision to release Moses into the hands of the Lord so that his destiny could be fulfilled.
Amen. And now we're thinking, well, gee, how do I shape a generation? Do I have to be this perfect mother? Well, the answer is absolutely not. It's not about perfection. It's about being present and being there and letting God's love flow through ordinary lives. God multiplies every seed of love we plant, whether it be our own children or what we call our bonus children. Even if you have children that you mentor and they're not even yours, we're still setting them an example of how we need to act. And we can do with unfailing love and always prevail, never give up, because children are always watching, and this and being a mother is an absolute gift from God.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13 tells us, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So as a mother comforts her children, God comforts us. So we have the comfort from God to operate in the earth as a demonstration of his embrace and his love.
Yeah, and Titus 2 calls us to teach and train the next generation with love and with wisdom. And this is something, the only way we can do this is by being close to God. We can't do this alone. We simply can't. And the same God who called you to motherhood will equip you. So let God's presence and his word soak deeply into your heart, into your spirit, and he will make us strong and sweeter, and we will be able to set the good example so that they can grow up to be the adults we prayerfully want them to be.
A praying mother can shape a generation. A godly mother leaves a fingerprint on eternity, and a faithful mother strengthens the family. I'm going to say those again. A praying mother can shape a generation. A godly mother leaves a fingerprint on eternity, and a faithful mother can strengthen a family. That's encouragement for us to remember to pray, to remember to operate in faithfulness and in the attributes of God, because God is our example. So many times we're looking at other examples, and they don't meet the mark of God. So we must go to God's example of his unfailing love, his continued faithfulness. And when we begin to remember how God was with us, how God did not leave us when we were at our worst. You know, sometimes we think somebody's best friend knows everything about them, or their parents know everything about them. No, they don't. Because we could all say that our best friend, our parents, they don't know everything that we've gone through and everything that's come through our mind, the battles that we've had to fight. But God knows, and he has continued to be faithful. So we have to share that same faithfulness, godly faithfulness, with our children and those who God has entrusted to us.
Yeah, so today as you're bandaging those scraped knees and cooking meals and running them here and there to soccer practice and whatever you need to do, know God is with you, and he will never leave you and never forsake you, and you will be the one to shape the generation to come through Christ's love. And we pray this for you all. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.